Welcome back, everyone. This is Luca Maino. We're back on learning to unlearn our lives with Luca's World on Saturday. It's a beautiful day out today. I hope everybody's doing good. I find that funny. It's kind of like a joke with me because learn to unlearn and Luca's World cross each other so much. Today, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that's, you know, not very popular. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, why are you talking about that? Well, okay, well, what is Luca's World? Luca's World asks the question, where did this come from? Who started the trouble? Geez, I'm still on OKC and 9/11, guys. You know, what happened in 1944? You know, it just doesn't make sense. So with everything adding up, this is what I do. This is the questions that I'm raising. And because of my disclaimer, I want things to be as close to the truth as possible. B, they have to be useful to you. And C, it has to be necessary at some point, or why are we even bothering with it, right? That's what my disclaimer is. So on top of that, I'm going, well, this resonates with me. Okay, well, then share it. So this is what I do. And this is what we're going to continue doing. Like last week, we talked about the walk of deceit and how they're literally walking all of us to the edge of the proverbial cliff, right? You know, and we continue hearing stuff about, you know, new things like, you know, now there's Roger Waters that shows his true colors, you know, and I'm really starting to wonder about that too, which brings the whole thing about the wall into question for me, something I grew up with, something that my music grew around. And now you come to find out, you know, just like RFK Jr. that we're going to get to in a minute. Oh, okay. They, you know, they start to say, well, yes, you know, you're like, you know, yes, we're going to bow to Israel. And yes, we're going to, you know, we're going to retract. And, you know, well, we're, you know, we're not going to really say what we think. Because when you get at that level, that's what happens. So before getting into all of that, let me just start with a prayer. And then we'll give out the numbers because we haven't done that yet. This is something I wrote this week, and I wanted everybody to think of it, and it's very, very short. Free yourself of what other people think. Free yourself from trying to convince. It was never about them. This is about you. So this is basically my first segment, because this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to free myself from what other people think, because if you're worried about what other people think and you're worried about offending, then you're not going to be honest, right? Because you're not going to talk about this. You're not, well, we'll omit this and we'll edit this. So that's a hard one for me, but truth actually helps. When you hit on something that your instinct says, hey, that's pretty close to the truth, Mino. Okay. The truth kind of helps you get it out there, like I'm going to do today. Free yourself from what other people think, Luca. Free yourself from trying to convince. In other words, not trying to change their mind, but when you see that they don't agree, let it go. Drop it. For people that want to see a really good movie on that, just watch the guy's attitude in Avatar. You know, he gets told by everybody. He gets, you know, knocked in the face by everybody, you know. In China, they say you get knocked down 7 times, get up 8. Okay, so it's not about the people. It's about you. What are your truths? What do you want to get out there? And that's what I want to do. So I'm starting to see a lot of similarities here. But before we jump in, okay, the numbers to call, because we couldn't take callers last week. 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. And for anybody who didn't get a chance to call in today, my article will be available for this show with the link on the LibertyBeacon.com. That's one word, TheLibertyBeacon.com. I want to start with one thing that's really like getting me. And, you know, like I compartmentalize a lot. Okay. And then your instinct comes in and says, Luca, just like those countries, And those people from those countries got together to decide on the ridiculous 6-foot rule. Remember that? Well, yeah, some countries said 10 feet, some said 2. Well, we just decided on 6. Ha, 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 ha. Right? And there they are saying how ridiculous it was themselves. Right? It continues. That same entity in 1944, well, gee, you know, if we're going to lie about this Holocaust thing, maybe we should all get together and discuss this somehow, you know, the countries that are all responsible in it, so our stories remain the same. People say outlandish claims. I'm going, no. This is in our face. It's exactly what we're seeing. Who's powerful enough to make RFK Jr. pull back his support from Roger Waters and pledging his support for Israel, you know, as they say, and you get the rabbi on Twitter, you know, saying how courageous it was of Bobby to come and meet me and reassert his lifelong support for Israel, blah, blah, blah. Okay. When you're that high up, especially like Roger Waters is in music, they could unplug his show just like that. And that's what they were alluding to when Roger Waters himself did that show in Germany, if you remember, with all the things, you know, plastered on the walls and, you know, Anne Frank and this and that. And even George Floyd. Oh, yeah. Well, he was killed by authorities. Oh, OK. For anybody thinking George Floyd was, quote, a good person, unquote, go look at his rap sheet. You know, and this is what we're, oh, okay, that's Antifa. Oh, okay, BLM, right, George Soros. Okay, see, what was George Soros' father doing? Go a generation ago. Oh, what was George Soros' father doing with Baruch, with, you know, Stalin, with Churchill, with Ike? Oh, we'll get into that in a minute. I want to play a clip first because this is pretty hot stuff, and it's going to get us into what we're getting into this hour. So we are taking the phone calls again, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. It'll be good to have you to hear you guys calling. This is a clip from Ali Snyder, and she's a peed off parent, but of a different kind. And I want to be clear on this. She's speaking to a trustee in this case. So she names the trustee as Miss Moon. Mrs. or Ms., I'm not sure, but anyway, that's what she says. She starts by saying Trustee Moon, so I want to make sure that people understand that. And that got me thinking, after knowing this clip almost by heart, what would it be like if parents not only knew their rights, but knew the law? And this is something to listen to. I wanted to say this to you because I want you to think about that when you're listening to her. Let's have fun with this for a minute or two. What if all parents not only knew their rights, but also the law like this one does? Let's have a listen.
Trustee Moon, you vowed to uphold our Constitution when you were sworn into office. 2 weeks ago in these chambers, you violated your oath with a deliberate attempt to suppress democratic speech. I quote you. We will not stand for anyone not supporting trans children, not supporting our LGBTQ community, and it is not a right. If you have an issue as an individual, keep it to yourself and your family, end quote. Ms. Moon, it is not your right to silence parents. It is not your right to impose your ideology on the families in this district. Your attempt was a violation of our First Amendment. Further, your hypocrisy is staggering. You say we must keep our concerns to ourselves and our families while you support an organization that encourages children to keep secrets from their families. An organization that says parents who don't share your beliefs are a danger to their children, and an organization that tells kids their bodies might be wrong and should be medicalized if they don't fit outdated stereotypes. Your characterization of us is dishonest and irresponsible. None of us support hatred or exclusion of any child. We are anti-child sterilization, anti-child mutilation. We are anti-homophobia. Anyone labeling those positions as hateful needs to take a long look in the mirror. Trustee Moon, you owe our district an apology. If you cannot uphold your oath of office, you should be recalled. Thank you.
Wouldn't that be cool? If every parent was like that? No, I'm sorry. Article 2, Section 3. Oh, actually, Article 2, Section E. is a quote on genocide, which I wish a lot more people knew, because that's exactly what the Canadian and American government did to the Indian people. See, this is like 300 years ago, right? Or, well, 1800 something, okay? And I'm talking about this on my other shows. What does Article 2, Section E say? Taking the children, or taking the people from one group and transferring them to another group. Just that. You cannot argue it. It's written in Article 2, Section E of the Convention of International Crimes. What was it? The and Prevention of the Crime of Genocide. In 1948, it was coined. And the guy who coined the word, Raphael Lemkin, in 1948, he wasn't even invited to the first conference, right? You know what I mean? Okay, so Trustee Moon, who wrote this, or who has the orders given to her, if you go on the other side of the mic, figure that out. She's told to say those things by people that are paying her, you know, and other people, obviously, to continue this lie. So what is the structure of the lie? That's my question. And I can do an entire show on that because it fascinates me so much. Because at this level, like I'm saying, the level of education, the level of medicine, the level of, you know, Roger Waters as far as music industry goes, all those levels, you're so high up, they could just shut you off in a second. Or are you no longer a nurse? Remember, get your vaccine or else. That's how they are. They'll terminate you and they'll ruin your life. 30 years, 40 years, out the window, just like that, because you refuse, because you have integrity. It's so perfectly orchestrated. There's indoctrination at every single level, no matter how deep it goes. So please let me walk you through this a little bit, because I prepared this for us. Just like today, we have the 9/11 Museum and the Oculus, right? Taking people through it, taking the tour of the lies that they have in place, you know, even the museum is founded and constructed and engineered by the same people that did 9/11. You know, look it up. Israel did the museum. Michael Arad, son of Moshe Arad, right? Oh, architect. Okay. Another quick example is, you know, the museum in Washington, D.C. Same thing. My Marine buddy, best friend from another mother, best brother from another mother. He goes, you know, with the whole tour, and he sees these, you know, the walls of shoes, wall to wall, behind glass. And all of a sudden he looks closer, which is what he's trained to do, because that's what he does. Nike written on one of them, Made in China written on others, on three separate occasions. While he's asking about that to the guides, they kind of look at him and say, you know, you need to come with us over here, please. You know, and he wasn't allowed to keep going on the tour. They didn't scold him, mind you, because of his rank. This is what I wanted to get into today. It's very difficult for me to say, but after 20 years, it has to be said, because the proof is right here in front of me. It's ridiculous. The proof is in front of everybody that wants to see it. So now, now we have people going through Auschwitz, okay, giving the tour of Auschwitz, the tour guide, indoctrinated with this playbook scenario, apparently agreed upon by all nations that got together in 1944, by the looks of it. Holocaust denial is illegal in these countries: Australia, Belgium, Czech Republic, France, Germany, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Portugal, Israel, of course, Spain, that's different, I wouldn't have thought that, Switzerland, yes, Poland, oh my God, Romania, okay? Question the Holocaust, people. The truth doesn't need laws to protect it. And even in Iran, Ahmadinejad, he even says, what are you doing? You know, this is like a little black box that you're profiting from. Why aren't you letting people talk about it? Well, interestingly enough, we have laws that are coming to this country and also in Canada. We'll get to that in a minute. But you know what? The first time I heard about Holodomor, which means death by starvation, and it was from the Ukraine. The first time I heard the word Holodomor, and I could make the connection immediately to Holocaust, my instinct kicked in and said, Luca, that's the bad people using Holocaust to cover up the much worse crime of Holodomor. just like that. And, you know, you can't, I mean, what are you going to do, go out on the mic and say that? Of course not. You're going to go research it for 20 years. I have a meme that got me kicked out of Facebook that shows the entrance of Auschwitz, you know, the train tracks going in. There's an American flag rolled out in the train tracks, and it says, when laws are invented to shut you up, you know that there's a lie somewhere. Sure enough, the American company, the Brothers Harriman, laid the rail in and out of Auschwitz. That's an American enterprise overseas, right? Kind of like McDonald's. We have a phone call. Andy from Texas. You're on Lucas World. Good morning.
Oh, hey. Thanks, my friend, for taking my call. So I called early simply because you were talking about George Floyd, and I just popped in my mind. You know how George Soros has been running around buying up all these prosecutors and these judges and even governors and whatnot, you know, putting these, you know, mayors and stuff in and whatnot. So maybe George Floyd, because the film was so just disgusting, you know, the knee on the neck doesn't even look like it's deadly at all. And he's turning mm-hmm. his head while the knee's on the neck and stuff. So, okay, so they might have just did this so they could unleash the Antifa and the BLM and blah,
exactly.
blah, blah. But they wanted to find out how well George Soros did with the prosecutors, with the judges, because these guys went in jail and then they came right back out and back out on the street. And some of them were arrested multiple times. Some of them shot people and got out the next day.
That's
unheard of.
I even have reports saying that George Floyd isn't dead. You know, I mean, so, you know, how deep do you want to go, right? How far do you want to go down
seriously.
The rabbit hole?
I saw a video on BitChute, and who knows, it's AI or whatever. I actually saw him standing at his own funeral, and he had like five of them. And, you know, in one case, he had a smaller coffin. This guy was like 6'4". This looked like a 5'5" coffin or something. And now they're putting statues up for him and stuff.
Right.
I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay.
It's idiocracy.
You look at the people that are in power, and this is where we're going with this. Like I was saying, George Soros' father engineering the camps. Wow. Financing the lies. And look at what Soros is doing today. Same thing. He's aiding the destruction of yet another country. And this time it's ours. Okay? But is there anything else you'd like to add, sir?
Well, let's just throw this out here. I threw this out the other night on a radio show. In 1909, they did the Jekyll Island thing, which was the bankers coming together to decide that they wanted to buy America. And so they just had all they needed was 15 minutes of fame to talk about who they had to pay off. But they spent like 9 days on that island. So what do you think they did talk about? In my opinion, think that was the first Bilderberg group, to be honest with you. And I'll leave it at that. Thanks for your time,
Chief. Well, you know, it's the same thing as Plum Island. They get together and they all of a sudden you have, Lyme's disease escaping. Oh, okay. See, so these are all rabbit holes. And I was told, be careful of which one you go down. Make sure you talk about stuff as much of the truth as possible and stay away from something if you can't prove it. Well, that's staying away from quite a lot. But thank you, Andy in Texas, for calling. Let's keep going with this real quick because this is important. You have people like Pat Tillman. You know, he's another one of my heroes. We're going to talk about him when we come back from the other side. This is Lucas World. Don't go anywhere.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Good to be back on Luca's World. We have one of the best producers with us, Frank. I'd like to thank, and everybody else at RBN and everybody listening today. Yeah, we're talking about some heavy stuff, and we only have an hour. On the other side of the break, we were talking about Pat Tillman, who was murdered by his own because he knew what wars we were engineering and what wars were all about when he got there, and probably found out about the poppies and about all the drugs and about the minerals and God knows what else in Afghanistan that we stole or that we are stealing. You know, that's what we do, right? And he swore that when he got back home, he was going to write he had a black book with him. And he said that when he got home, he was going to start the largest anti-war effort that the world had ever seen. Three shots at close range, right in the forehead by a NATO rifle. Oops. You know, his black book disappeared also. Okay. Wow. Last week, I shared how Florida's DeSantis was so gung-ho on protecting the Jews from slander and et cetera, and speaking bad about them, and with the new law passed and all this stuff. Well, look at this. Canada to outlaw Holocaust denial, downplaying of Nazi persecution of the Jews. Bad, bad Nazis again. Okay, that's coming. Canada joins several European nations that have already outlawed Holocaust denial, including, we know the list from before. Okay? It's like a playbook. So I went through the dates, and I'm going to be very clear. Yeah, this is Luca's world. This is Luca's opinion. And it's the closest to the truth after 20 years that I can think of. And you know, we can't keep talking about this on every show. So let's get into this very quickly. So I'm looking at dates for this piece. OK, and it'll all make sense in the end. Churchill crimes. You know, why did they keep popping up all over the place? 1893, at the age of 23, he's already in Pakistan. Afghanistan in 1897. All that will resist will be killed without quarter. We will proceed systematically, village by village, and we destroy the houses. We destroyed the houses, filled up the wells, blew down the towers, cut down the great shady trees, burned all the crops, and broke the reservoirs in a punitive devastation. That's a quote from him. Then you have early 1900s, the Boers War in Africa. Make the world England, perhaps, people. You'll see how Germany wasn't any different. Palestine, 1917, you know, the first time, right? The Nakba is like 71 years old this year, the great catastrophe of the Palestinians getting shot. Like that two-year-old this week that got killed, right? If that doesn't bother you, nothing will. They were practicing. They were, you know, playing lotteries with each other. You know, the Israeli snipers shooting the two-year-old in the head. And, well, do you want to get the mother too? Well, no, it's more fun letting the mother survive in pain without the child. You know, this is how they think. This is what they do. And we're not allowed to talk about it. Okay? You know how all terrorism comes from Israel? That's what this is all about. He's in Iraq in 1920s. Various group rising up against the British. Oh, okay. Put that under Churchill's direction, right? The provision for some kind of asphyxiating bombs should be used for the preliminary operations against turbulent tribes. Oh, and that was, okay, Iraq, okay? Then Holodomor shows up, 1932 to 1933. Death by starvation, depending on who you talk to, up to 30 million people in Ukraine. And then you have that picture of Churchill, Eisenhower, and Stalin sitting together, okay? By then, Churchill's hatred for Indians, shall we say indigenous tribes, okay, spills over to the Bengal famine in 1943, 4 million starving to death. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Wink, wink, right? There's Eisenhower with Ike saying, God, I hate the Germans. Okay, just that one show. I'm sorry, just that one line, I could do a segment on that. God, comma, I hate the Germans, period. That's what Eisenhower is quoted as saying. Let that sink in a minute. I won't say it again, but I wish you would. I'm shaking my head every time. And I even have a meme that says that, it's all like preferences of people and cultures depend on your opportunities, right? So... this is all we're doing. We're just raising truths. This is like, you know, it's very obvious. All this stuff has been verified. And then there's a massacre on the streets of Athens a year later in 1944. The British Army, under Churchill's guidance, perpetrated the massacre on the streets of Athens. 28 people are killed, 128 injured. Okay, right about there, we're placing the governments of certain countries together in 1944. So this is where it gets interesting. And after that, in 1953, Churchill's at it again with Kenya's fertile lands that he wants for white colonial settlers. That's where Blackamoors comes from. So if all this doesn't sink in, like David Martin said last week, let me break it down for you, right? Let me unpack it for you. British Ministry of Truth said in 1944, and this is an RBN article, a little caveat. I was so proud to see this coming from RBN because it's from the archives. British Ministry of Truth said in 1944 that the Holocaust must be created to distract from USSR massacres. We'll be right back on Lucas World. Don't go away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Isn't that ironic? Tear down the walls in front of your peers. Tear down the walls. That's what we're doing. Yes, and we're talking about the British Ministry also. Before the break, we were just getting to talking about British Ministry of Truth that said in 1944 that the Holocaust must be created to distract from USSR massacres. But first, and, you know, if people want to, you know, walk, you know, they allow me to walk you through this. The article with the link will be available tomorrow morning on the Liberty Beacon, and this is where I got this from. And also, if you want to write this down now, you can, because as Dr. David Martin said last week, it's really important that you go with the links and you go with you know, what we have and what we have to show you. We're not just making this stuff up. You can still find it, although stuff is disappearing very quickly. There exists no document signed by Hitler or Himmler or Heydrich speaking of exterminating Jews. And the word extermination does not appear in the letter from Hermann Göring to Heydrich concerning the final solution of the Jewish question. There never was. It was only displacement. Secondly, this is a 1944, okay, February 29, 1944 letter to the BBC and the higher members of the British clergy from the British Ministry of Information. It lays out in no uncertain terms the following. We all know the crimes committed by the Bolsheviks in the last 24 years in Russia and Eastern Europe. It is inevitable that they will do the same in Central Europe. We will cover up their crimes by lying about the Germans. The public is not as stupid as it was. Our lies will be better. You, which is the BBC and the church, must spread these lies convincingly. The letter's right there. And in brief, it says, the only alternative to denial is to simply distract public attention from the whole subject. Experience has shown that the best distraction is atrocity propaganda directed against the enemy. So, you know, they get together and they, well, I mean, they have to make sure if they're going to lie, they have to get the same lie together. And here it is. The letter is reproduced in a 1958 book entitled Allied Wartime Diplomacy, A Pattern in Poland by Edward J. Rozek, R-O-Z-E-K. And you have pages 209 to 210, where they talk about, you know, propaganda aimed at Germany during World War II. That's all you see, including the almost immediate unauthorized rejection of Hitler's offer of peace in his peace terms in 1940 to England instead of all-out war. It goes on and on, including a comment from Radio Islam. The Allies used atrocity propaganda against Hitler's Germany to distract their own people from the atrocities being committed primarily, but not exclusively, by the Red Army. So I thought that was kind of important to share. And even, you know, right down to the Pope. However, even during this war, the leadership of Allied nations such as Churchill and Roosevelt, as well as those Catholic, you know, of the Catholic hierarchy, including then Pope Pius XI, knew from their various intelligence agencies that no organized mass exterminations by gassing or any other means were taking place inside of these camps. Okay, and by various intel agencies, we mean spies on the ground, inmates with radio transmitters inside various camps, including inmate soldiers, inmate priests, even those who took confessions, you know, by military police, blah, 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 blah. There's Standard Oil that's implicated in that as well. You know, because they wanted to make sure, you know, we got to take pictures of this Holocaust. How can we do that? Well, there wasn't any, okay? So when people say, you know, Luca, are you actually denying the Holocaust? Are you actually saying it didn't happen? No, I'm saying what we were told about it is a lie. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's like, okay, take just Patton's image that I love talking about. You know, the quote, gentlemen, I've come this morning to the inexcusable conclusion that we fought on the wrong side, right? Which most people know. What does he say? I fear that perhaps in 50 years, America will pay a dear price and become a land of corruption and degenerate morals. Well, look at that. So what do you think happens? That's called international Zionism. That's what that is. He calls out evil in two paragraphs and it costs him his life. America did become a land of corruption and degenerate morals. Why? Because international Zionism won the war that they created and they engineered, as all other wars. Everybody's going, you know, all wars are bankers' wars. Isn't that cool? But nobody stands up for it afterwards. It's like, you know, everybody shies away when you talk about this. I'm German by birth, so if matriarchy goes by the mother's side, my mother was born in Frankfurt am Main. I can't get much more German than that. I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, this stuff has to be said. Before I get off the Churchill train, when it was asked what might be done with the up to 5 million ethnic Germans overrun by the American-supplied Red Army in 1944, Britain's response via Churchill was, well, don't mind the 5 or more million Germans. Stalin will see to them. You will have no trouble with them. They will cease to exist. Churchill wanted to drench Germany in poison gas to start with. And I've already talked about this on another show, so, you know, I don't have to talk about this all over again. But it's just very important to be straight every once in a while, because if you understand, see, this is my whole thing behind my other show, Learn to Unlearn, is that you have to unlearn everything first before you're even capable of learning something new. And Carl Sagan says it really well in a meme that I have prepared here. He says, one of the saddest lessons of history is this. If we've been bamboozled long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth. The bamboozle has captured us, right? It's simply too painful to acknowledge, even to ourselves, that we've been taken. Once you've given the charlatan power over you, you almost never get it back. And I've been trying to explain this, and this is Carl Sagan coming back in my lap after I don't know how many years, right? Because it looks like it was in the 70s or 80s or even 90s. I'm not sure. It's an old picture. That's one side of it. See, some people are suffering cognitive dissonance, and I really believe there's a difference between that and also just putting your head in the sand like an ostrich, knowing, but phew, there goes the head in the sand. No, I don't want to hear about it because your job has, you know, potentially might have something to do with it, or you might threaten, you know, I mean, this is what's happening to me, right? I mean, how open are we able to tell the truth on this network? It's the same thing, you know. I've heard other hosts talking about, you know, the 6 million and Hitler as if he's a big bad monster still. So we have to make sure that we're on the same page, perhaps, and face the painful truth, which is, I have a couple here, you know, GMOs in our food. Okay, well, I'll talk to you. GMOs in your food are killing you. Your water is being poisoned. Vaccines have toxic fillers. Bankers are orchestrating the wars. The media is brainwashing you. The government is a corporation. Pedophilia is real among politicians. Oh, I got to stop there because I love that picture of that beautiful girl. She's like 10 years old. She's looking away from the camera in disgust. And the caption reads, "Why are pedophiles more protected than me?" They're spying on everyone. Government is destroying the planet. They're keeping you sick and profiting from you. They fund both sides of the war. They split the lands and create conflict. Terrorist groups are elitist groups. They're creating fake terror attacks, as we know. We're calling them false flags. And like I said in the beginning of the show, I'm still on OKC and 9/11. When 9/11 happened, I couldn't really fathom because, you know, my guitar player called me and said, "Luca, you got to see this." And the second plane hadn't hit yet. Then came OKC, which I have formed my pretty much radio career around, or I wouldn't call it journalism because I'm not a qualified journalist. I didn't go to school for it, you know. But that's something else that you lose your license for, because if you don't journalist what they want you to journalist, right? You'll get thrown out in a second flat. Look at what's happening with you know. Well, I'm not going to go into Tucker, but you know, people that tell the truth and they tell the truth. The people that don't censor the truth, right? You're going to offend somebody at some point. So all this to say, you know, there's something also that I wanted to mention on the RBN website, wildfires as a weapon. Wildfires as a weapon, right? Anybody saw that meme of the California wildfires that line up, the imprint of the California fires and where they are line up directly with the high-speed train, the high-speed rail, you know, plans for who? Pelosi's husband? Was it that got the contract? Who knows? We got to dig in that one. That's another rabbit hole. But what I wanted to get to was aluminum. Because they've been spraying that on us for how many decades? What do you think aluminum does in the forest? And then you look up aluminum. Oh, fire accelerant. Ah. Okay. Absorbed for decades by trees. Just trees, you know? Okay. And we could go into what Monsanto has done for damage. You know, I mean, where are we going with all that? Everything you touch is a rabbit hole. I've never seen anything like it. I really haven't. I'm glad for the calls. Once again, feel free to call 512-248-8252 and 1-800-313-9443. In the time we have left, I want to talk a little you know, get into more of who is Luca and why I'm doing what I'm doing and why compartmentalizing is so important to me. because, you know, you put Roger Waters in a compartment, or you put one really good movie in a compartment, or you put Patton in a compartment, you can come back to them and go, oh, wasn't there a compartment about that somewhere? Didn't I miss that? You know, and you get really good at it after a while. My teacher, my first teacher in spirituality in Mi'kmaq country, he would always say to me, goals, Luca, what's your goal? And think about telling this to your children too. It's really cool. Wait, what do you mean? What's your goal? He would look at me and he'd say, how far is your goal, Luca? Are you looking behind you? You can't drive your car forward if you're looking behind you in the rear view mirror. Okay. Just like you can't think about your goal when you're going there. And he rolls his eyes and he knows I don't understand. So he says, I'll give you a hint. Maybe before you answer, he says, okay, journey starts from point A, right? And then you go to, everybody goes, okay, point B is where we're going. The vacation is B. We're all going to B. What happens? You think about B so much that once you leave A, B is all you think about the whole way down there. So you're missing everything. The journey from A to B is so sacred at every moment that the Indian, everything the Indian does is sacred, he says. Every minute of every day, every night is sacred to the Indian. The entire journey is from point A to point B. That's ceremony. That's what they call that. And that's what happened to me when I was a kid. It was all about going to Martha's Vineyard, and cramming into the car, cramming everything to Martha's, you know, we're going to Martha's Vineyard. My mother would be there. Did you forget anything? You know, oh, and sure enough, she'd forgot something. We had to go back, right? At least three times out of four. But it was like, and I was sitting there with my head out the window, trying to smell the flowers, the smell of the roses that just went by, or just trying to get out of the bad energy, because I knew that it was bad energy. So all these things you notice now when you slow down in your life now, I'm actually 65 now because my birthday was just May 31st passed. So I'm 65 now. Doesn't make a bit of difference. I feel like 35 in my heart. But you start to notice these things, like the small things, the little things. And I have that written down somewhere because I didn't want to forget to say that. The little things. So same thing for research, right? And in Luca's world and in Learn to Unlearn, it's all about slowing down and thanking God for my 65 years and really breathing deeply and learning how to, well, you know, slow down, meditate, whatever, good food. Because if I can remind a couple of people that are listening or everybody, if you care, I'm just coming back from a double cancer, stage four, two of them. Prostate and bladder removed, and I'm back with, you know, no vax, no bioweapon, no chemo, no radiation, and no big pharma pills to speak of. And the doctors are just, they don't want to talk about it, really. They just, you know, they claim it's a miracle, but I know it's hard work and it's possible. So I'm not going to go boasting about how good I am. I'm going to say what happened to me. And here's another one in my medical segment. I'm just making up. Before we move on, one, and I'm holding it right now, one grapefruit every day for 9 months. And my brother from another mother, he's kind of grinning right now because, you know, we talked about this and it's true. He saw me go at it because we both saw it on Facebook the same day. One grapefruit a day for 9 months. You know what that's going to do? It's going to take your whole fluid system, like your blood system, and clean it out completely, depending on what kind of grapefruits you use. Usually the ones that are more rosy are the best ones, and they're the ones you can eat the easiest. The rose ones, the darker red ones. One a day for 9 months, and I have it on Facebook. I challenge people to do that. Today's day four. I'm doing it. And you don't have to eat it all at once or shove it in. No, it's a prayer. Every little thing can be a prayer. And you take a little bit out, you give it to the birds, give it to the animals. You thank nature for giving you the grapefruit because you're asking for healing from nature and from Creator. See that? That's the wording that I fell in love with. When I saw the first prayer in Mi'kmaq, I almost dropped to my knees. Because it's such a if it resonates with you, you know? Most people go, Luca, what are you doing? Holding the tobacco on, up in your left hand. What are you doing? Who do you think you are? You know, what are you doing? What am I doing? Well, we're going to have a short segment when we come back. I hear that music playing. And this is Luca's World. Don't go away. And we're going to come back for the last segment in a bit.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
There's Luca again, doing his drum thing, starting the second set. That's a song that we actually started the second set with, and yes, that's what I played. While the two violin players, the two women violin players, were, you know, barefoot, dancing around in front, just awesome. I really miss playing, and I'll be playing soon again as a drummer, keyboard player, bass player, I hope, sometime soon. What were we talking about before the break? Well, this last segment is going to be really quick because it's just going to prove that Israel has its tentacles a bit everywhere, okay? How does a children's choir stopped from singing have to do with Israel? Check this out. Children's choir stopped mid-performance at National Capitol, at the nation's capital, while singing the national anthem. The choir had traveled to tour the capital. And, you know, I'd like to stop for a minute to think about the choir itself, how many grueling hours of practice that was, if anybody had done choir practice before. You know, I'd like to give them a minute of silence. No, I'm just kidding. Think about it, okay? they have received prior approval to sing a short set of patriotic songs inside the Capitol. In mid-performance, Capitol Police shuts them down, explaining that children, explaining that singing the national anthem, according to what I'm reading from this tinyurl.com, it says, explaining that, I find it hard to say, singing the national anthem at the nation's capital is considered a form of protest. When did the national anthem, a song of unity and national pride, become a form of protest? Stopped by the same police force, according to this report, that conducted the January 6th sham, by the way. Wait. Israel warned LBJ during the USS Liberty scandal. Remember? June 8th. I'm going to throw a caveat in there because it was 2 days ago. There's LBJ walking around saying, you know, I want that GD ship on the bottom of the ocean, right? And he was told by, and I got this confirmed on Stephen Douglas Whitener's show at, earlier on before mine. They got a chance to talk about it because I called in mentioning it. They were told, or LBJ was told, you do not control American policy. We do. Israel does. And that makes complete sense. Israel being the bastard son of the Rothschild, right? The invention. Okay, so now singing or even playing the national anthem in Washington, D.C. has become offensive enough to stop children from singing it. Of course, they're not thinking of the children, are they? Hello? My point being, exactly, like, this is how far they're going to go. This is proof that they simply don't care about the people, let alone the children. As a matter of fact, I'm preparing a piece now on how much they never cared for us ever in places like Israel. Isn't it ironic that stories come out of there and you never hear Israel snipers betting on who's going to hit the children first in the best way? You know, I guess it hurts the ears of the Marxist at the Capitol in these times to hear people enjoying our shredding of national pride. It's really sad. Anyway, the link is going to be in my article tomorrow on the LibertyBeacon.com there also. Next week, we're going to talk about Glamour magazine featuring a pregnant transgender man on the cover of Pride Month and others. Just remember, if you don't have a spiritual base, the Hopi say, you won't make it through what's coming. So get to know yourself and sit back at home and get to know your demons and deal with them. Until next week, this is Lucas World. Thank you to everybody on RBN and the producer. We'll see you next week.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.